Good morning, everybody.
Tere hommikust kõigile.
It's really a privilege to be here today.
See on tõeline eesõigus olla täna siin.
I had hoped to be just sitting in the back of the church and
listen
to the service. Ma küll lootsin,
et ma saan istuda kuskil seal tagareas ja nautida teenistust.
This morning I got a message. Can you do the service? What will be the text for
Aga
the
täna hommikul ma sain sõnumi, et äkki te olete valmis jutlustama ja mis see sõnum oleks?
But as a good evangelical, you must always be prepared to give a testimony.
Aga kui üks korralik evangeelne kristlane, sa pead alati olema valmis andma tunnistust.
I had a little bit of a PowerPoint, but we will come back to that because I want to just introduce myself a little bit more. But let's first listen to the Bible because that is the most important thing that we are here for.
Et ma tulen ka üsna peagi räägin endast lähemalt, aga ma tahaks alustada Jumala sõnaga ja piibliga, mis on kõige olulisem.
And the scripture reading this morning is from Philippians, ja Philippians 4.
Ma tahan lugeda Filippi kirjast, Filippi 4.
It has been amazing since this morning we came here that so many lines came together.
Ja see on juba nii hämmastav olnud tänasel hommikul näha hommikus saati, kuidas mitmed nagu liinid on kokku jooksnud heas mõttes teemad.
And Ivan was also talking just now about the presence of God.
Ja praegu ka Ivo rääkis just Jumala ligiolust.
And the text that we are going to read is also about the presence of God.
Ja see tekst, millest me kohe loeme, on ka räägib Jumala ligiolust.
And what that does for our life, to our life.
Ja sellest, mida see teeb meie eludes ja meie eludega.
So let's read from the letter of Paul to the Philippians, chapter 4, the verses 1-9.
Ja me loeme Filippi kirjast 4:1-9.
And we are going to do that in both languages.
Ja English. Me teeme seda täna kahes keeles.
I will read from the New International Version. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. I plead with Iodia and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice and the God of peace will be with you.
Nii siis, mu armsad ja igatsetud vennad, minu rõõm ja aupärg, püsige nõnda issandas, armsad. Eudiat ma keelitan ja Syntyche, et ma keelitan mõtlema ühte moodi issandas. Jah, ma palun ka sind, aus teekaaslane, võtta oma hoolde need naised, kes on võidelnud evangeeliumi eest koos minu, Clementsi ja mu teiste kaastöölistega, kelle nimed on eluraamatus. Olge ikka rõõmsad issandas, taas ma ütlen, olge rõõmsad. Teie leebus saagu teatavaks kõigile inimestele, issand on ligidal. Ärge muretsege ühtigi, vaid teie vajadused saagu kõiges Jumalale teatavaks, tänu ütlemisega palumises ja anumises. Ja Jumala rahu, mis on ülem kui kogu mõistmine, hoiab teie südamed ja mõtted Jeesuses Kristuses. Viimaks veel, vennad, mis iganes on tõene, mis auäärne, mis õige, mis puhas, mis armastusväärne, mis ülendav, kui miski on vooruslikem, kui miski on kiidetav, seda arvestage. Mida te olete õppinud minult ja saanud ja kuulnud ja näinud minult, seda tehke ning rahu Jumal on siis teiega.
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, it's really a privilege to be here.
See on tõeline eesõigus olla täna siin.
I'm here for this conference that was mentioned already.
Nagu juba mainitud, ma olen siin selle konverentsi tõttu.
But I was very eager to meet with the with my friends and brothers and sisters of the Evangelical Alliance.
Aga ma olin ka väga nagu põnevil, et kohtuda erinevate õdede vendadega evangeelsest alliansist.
And then I was invited to be here as the preacher this morning.
Ja siis mind kutsuti veel takkaotsa siia täna jutlustama.
So it's maybe good to introduce myself a little bit before I'm going to preach.
Nii et enne kui ma lähen Jumalas sõna juurde, ma tahaks lihtsalt lühidalt tutvustada ennast.
At least you know who is speaking to you.
Siis te vähemalt teate, kes teile Jumalas sõna jagab.
Can I have the picture? One slide this time. My name already Jan Wessels, so very properly you can see it now.
Nagu kuulsite, mu nimi on siis Jan Wessels.
You see my family, my wife, she's also a pastor.
Ja siin on siis pilt minu perest, minu abikaasa on ka pastor.
And she's pastoring a missional community in the center of The Hague.
Ja tema on siis Haagi keskuses ühes üks nagu missioni koguduse pastoriks.
It's an area where there's only 8% Dutch people. It's for the rest Turkish, Moroccan people, people from Africa, from Suriname. We are a minority there.
Nii et meie oleme seal Haagi linnas vähemuses hollandlastena. Meid on ainult 8%, aga seal on palju süürlasi, marokkolasi, Afrikast, Saudi-Araabiast, kust iganes inimesi.
There are 5 big mosques.
Seal on 5 suurt mosheed.
And 3 mandirs, the Hindu temples.
Ja 3 Hindu templit.
And 2 small churches.
Ja 2 väikest kirikut.
So that's the world I'm living in at the moment.
See on see maailm, mille keskel mina praegu elan.
So I'm a missions pastor. We both studied theology and went into mission.
Nii et ma olen ka missioni pastor. Mina olen abikaasa, oleme õppinud teoloogiat ja olnud missioni tööl.
We have been working for 18 years in Botswana in Southern Africa.
Me olime 18 aastat Botswanas ja Lõuna-Afrikas.
And when I came back, I got involved with the Evangelical Alliance.
Ja kui ma tagasi tulin, siis ma sain nagu seotud evangeelse alliansiga.
And the search is really to help the churches to become more missional. How can we be in this multicultural, multireligious context or secularized context be really witnesses of Jesus Christ and of the kingdom of God?
Ja evangeelse alliansi põhieesmärk on just vaadata, kuidas me kristlastena saame sellises multikultuurses ja väga paljude usundite keskel olla tunnistuseks Jumalast.
Now you see, we have 4 children.
Meil on 4 last.
Not all of them are in here because 2 are actually now on the plane from China. We haven't seen them for 5 years because they were struck in the middle of the corona pandemic.
Ja me 2 last siin ei ole pildil ja nemad on kuskil, ma ei tea, kuskil välismaal ja me ei ole neid 5 aastat näinud ka tänu koronale.
And next to our 4 natural children, we have also 2 Afghan foster sons.
Ja lisaks meie 4 bioloogilise lapsele, meil on ka 2 Afganistanist lapsendatud poega.
And this is actually during the wedding of our oldest foster son, Hamid.
Ja see pilt on siis tehtud meie vanema kasupoja Ahmedi pulmas.
Who married a Dutch lady.
Kes saab ellus Hollandi piigaga.
So we have a multicultural family.
Nii et meil on ka väga suge multikultuurne perekond.
But we are really glad that all of them know the Lord.
Aga me oleme väga tänulikud, et kõik meie lapsed tunnevad Jumalat.
Now the text that I want to meditate about this morning is Philippians 4, verse, especially the verse 4-5.
Ja siis see Piibli tekst, millele ma täna eriliselt keskenduda tahan, on Filippi 4 ja 5 salm.
Let your gentleness be evident to all, the Lord is near.
Teie leebus saagu teatavaks kõigile inimestele, Issand on ligidal.
Now, as a General Secretary of the European Evangelical Alliance and as an International Director of a mission organization called Faith to Share,
olles siis Euroopa Evangeelse Alliansi peasekretär ja ka missioni organisatsiooni peadirektor, organisatsioon, mille nimi on Usk, mida jagada.
I'm traveling a lot.
Siis ma reisin selle oma töötõttu väga palju.
And when you are in different countries, you meet people with different cultures.
Ja külastades erinevaid riike, sa kohtud erineva kultuuri taustaga inimestega.
And some cultures are shy.
Osade inimesed on väga häbelikud.
Other cultures are very bold, like Americans, for example.
Teised on väga julged, nagu ameeriklased näiteks.
When you go to the Netherlands and I hear Ivan is going to Amsterdam this week, you will see people that are very straightforward, straight in your face.
Ja hollandlased on jälle väga otsekohased, lajatavad sulle kohe kahe silma vahele.
Now I've only seen friendly people here, so
Nüüd,
I'm really very excited.
Ma siin olen näinud ainult sõbralike inimesi, nii et...
I was once at the Philippines.
Aga ma olin kord Filippiinidel.
And I don't know where have people been in the Philippines?
Kas siin on keegi käinud Filippiinidel?
Ivan, Ivan has been everywhere.
Ah, Ivo on käinud. No, Ivo on kõikjal käinud.
And one of the things that amazed me was that these people were so friendly.
Ja üks asi, mis mind seal väga hämmastas, oli see, et inimesed olid tohutult sõbralikud.
Just imagine, it's not an easy country because there's a lot of poverty.
Filippiinid ei ole isenesest lihtne maa, seal on väga palju vaesus.
There's a huge drugs problem.
Ja seal on väga palju uimastitega probleeme.
In the south they have extreme Muslim religious fanatist.
Ja seal on tohutuga nüüd äärmuslik, nagu islam levib seal.
And one of the things in that I experienced myself was that they have every year at least 20 to 25 heavy storms.
Ja üks asi, mis mulle ka endale osaks sai, et neil on vähemalt 20 kuni 25 tugevat tormi aastas.
When I was there, there was a super typhoon coming.
Ja kui mina olin seal, siis üks super typhoon oli parasjagu tulemas.
Because of that typhoon, 64 people died.
Ja tänu sellele typhoonile 64 inimest suri.
This happens 20 to 25 times a year.
Ja seda juhtub seal 20 kuni 25 korda aastas.
And yet these people there in the center, community center where we were, they remained very friendly, very open.
Ja samas seal kogukonna keskuses, kus me käisime, inimesed olid väga sõbralikud ja avatud.
Always helpful.
Alati väga abivalmid.
And at some time I was just talking to one of these tuk-tuk drivers. Ja siis... Ivan, you must have seen them.
Ja siis ükskord ma rääkisin seal ühe tuk-tuk juhiga, need tuk-tukid on üksed väiksed auto või mingi vahepealsed asjad, nagu millega liigutakse.
And I said to him, how is this working? How can you be so friendly and so full of joy?
Ja ma küsisin, kuidas see võimalik, et te olete nii sõbralik ja nii rõõmu täis?
And he said, you know, sir, there's a lot of problems in life.
Ja ütles, teate, härra, elus on väga palju probleeme.
They have always been there and they will always be there.
Neid on alati olnud ja neid saab alati olema.
But for me the most important thing is that the Lord is with me.
Aga minu jaoks kõige olulisem asi on see, et Jumal on minuga.
And I was just thinking, oh my goodness, this is such a big difference with my own country, with my own context.
Ja siis ma mõtlesin, milline suur erinevus minu oma kodumaa ja rahvaga.
The Netherlands is one of the most, I would say, economically strong countries.
Holland on üks majanduslikult üks tugevamaid maid.
Lucky in all ways.
Ja kus läheb hästi ja on nii-öelda hea käik mitmes eri võtmes.
And yet there is so much, I would say, dissatisfaction.
Ja ometi seal on nii palju niukest rahul olematus.
People are always complaining. I don't know how it is in Estonia, but we have had a lot of demonstrations.
Ma ei tea, kuidas Eestis, aga Hollandis inimesed kogu aeg vinguvad ja igasugu demonstratsioone korraldatakse.
In this very lucky country, people are always complaining about the weather because when the sun is shining, then it's hot, and when the rain is raining, then it's wet.
Vinguvad isegi sellepärast, kui päike paistab, on liiga palav ja vihma sajab, siis on liiga märg.
They're complaining about politics.
Virisevad poliitika pärast.
They're complaining about the churches.
Virisevad koguduste pärast.
And people in the church are complaining about the pastors.
Ja kogudused vinguvad oma pastorite pärast.
So always complaining.
Kogu aeg mingi jama.
So no problem, no wonder that so many people are saying, why should I go to church?
Nii pole ka ime, et paljud mitte kristlased ütlevad, miks ma peaks üldse kogudusse minema.
And then this guy is saying, the Lord is with me and that changes my life.
Ja siis see Filippiini mees ütleb, Jumal on minuga ja see muudab kõik.
And it's really very nice that just now when we started the service that we were greeting each other.
Ja minu mõelest see oli ka nii tore siin teenistuse alguses, et me tervitasime üksteist.
It makes such a big difference.
See muudab nii palju.
When you come into a church and you are greeted well.
Kui sa tuled kogudusse ja siin tervitatakse hästi, võetakse hästi vastu.
Then you feel totally different.
Siis sa tunned ennast hoopis teistmoodi.
And that's why Paul says, let your gentleness be known. That's a very important thing that he takes out.
Ja see on üks oluline koht, mille Paulus siin välja toob, et saagu teie leebus teatavaks kõigile.
The theme for the sermon would be gentleness is simple.
Mu tänase jutluse mõte on leebus või headus on väga lihtne asi.
It doesn't cost you anything.
See ei lähe sulle mitte midagi maksma.
Just to say hi and to welcome people, it doesn't cost anything.
Kui sa ütled kellelegi tere ja tervitad kedagi, see ei maksa sulle mitte midagi.
But it makes a huge difference.
Aga see muudab väga palju.
Now Paul writes this in a letter to the congregation of Philippi.
Nüüd Paulus kirjutas selle sõnumi Filippi kogudusele.
It's a very personal letter.
Ja see oli väga isiklik kiri.
In a time when he is really having a lot of difficulties, he's in prison.
Ja seda ta kirjutas selle ajal, kui tal endal oli väga raske ja ta istus vangis.
And he doesn't actually know what's going to happen.
Ja ta tegelikult isegi ei teadnud, mis teda ees ootab.
Yet the letter, when you read it, it's a very glad, joyful letter.
Aga samas, kui sa seda kirja loed, see on väga selline rõõmus ja nagu positiivne kiri.
The word joy,
see sõna rõõm,
is mentioned 16 times in this letter.
Esine Filippi kirjas 16 korral.
Yet it's not a superficial letter.
Ja samas see ei ole kuidagi siuke pinnapealne või niukane magekiri.
It's actually a very deep letter, but there's this beautiful text like Philippians 2 about the mindset of Jesus.
See kannab endas väga sügavat sõnumit, näiteks nagu ka teises peatükis, mis räägib Kristuse meelsusest.
So it's not a very dogmatic letter.
Nii et see ei ole väga selline dogmaatiline kiri.
It's a very pastoral letter.
Vaid see on väga selline pastoraalne, väga nagu karjase südames saadetud.
He wants to encourage people.
Ta tahab julgustada inimesi.
To live a Jesus-shaped life, I would say.
Elama sellist nagu Kristust jagavat elu.
And then he's nearly at the end of his letter.
Ja siis peaaegu oma kirja lõpus.
And in the meantime, he also solves a discussion between two female pastors in the church.
Ta seal nägi ka ühte arutelu kahe naispastori vahel koguduses.
So even in that church, not everything was just peace and good. Or
isegi mitte seal koguduses ei olnud kõik nagu rahulik ja jube tore ja ilus.
And then he says, well, there's so many problems in this world, but...
Ja ta ütleb, maailmas on niigi palju probleeme, aga...
Rejoice in the Lord.
Teie rõõmustage Issandas.
And let that joy also shine through everything you are doing.
Ja las see rõõm paista teist välja kõiges, mida teie teete.
So do not be people that are always grumpy.
Nii et ärge olge inimesed, kes alati nagu virisevad ja on torsis.
I don't know how that is in Estonia, but in my country, when people are talking about Christians, they are saying that are people that are always against everything.
Ma ei tea, kuidas Eestis, aga Hollandis, kui maailma inimesed räägivad kristlastest, nad ütlevad, kristlased on alati kõige vastu.
They never take out what we are for.
Nad kunagi ei too välja seda, mille eest või mille poolt nad nagu on.
And Paul says, well, show in your attitude.
Ja seetõttu Paulus ütleb näita oma suhtumisega.
That you are not this negative people, but that you are good news people. You have a good news to tell.
Väljendage oma suhtumisega, et ei ole mingi negatiivne kamp, aga teil on üks hea sõnum, mida jagada.
Good news people.
Me oleme hea sõnumi rahvas.
That's what we have to be.
Ja see on see, kelleks meid on kutsutud.
People that are open, that are welcoming.
Inimesed, kes on avatud, kes võtavad inimesi vastu.
That have a positive attitude.
Kellel on positiivne suhtumine ellu.
And not a negative.
Ja mitte negatiivne.
And that's of course the first question.
Ja siit muidugi tuleb esimene küsimus, mida ma tahan teilt küsida.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Kas sa usud Jeesusesse Kristusesse?
Are you a follower of Jesus Christ?
Kas sa oled Jeesuse järgija?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you. How can people see that?
Aga kuidas inimesed näevad seda?
And of course, it's not about what we think about that.
Ja see ei ole isegi küsimus sellest, mida meie asjast arvame.
Now you are very lucky because you don't have neighbors here in the church because it's all park here, but what would the people over there say about this church?
Nüüd teil ühtpidi veab, et teil ole koguduse ümber naabreid, te olete siin all orus ja kedagi ümberringi pole, aga mida inimesed näiteks sealt ülevalt Toompealt teist arvavad?
A lot of people in my country would say, well, I don't worry about what people are saying about me. It's just what I think is good that I will do.
Paljud hollandlased ütlevad, mind üldse ei koti, mida keegi must arvab. Oluline on see, mida mina arvan ja teen.
But Jesus has said, "You will receive the power of the Holy Spirit."
Aga Jeesus ütles, te saate püha vaimu väe.
And you will be my witnesses.
Ja teie saate olema minu tunnistajad.
And when that is shown by just gentleness and kindness towards other people.
Ja sa saad väljendada seda läbi lahkuse ja sõbralikuse teiste inimeste suhtes.
Is that then too much?
Kas seda on nagu liiga palju? On seda on meil raske seda teha?
Yeah, but Pastor Jan.
Ja, aga kuule Pastor Jan.
You cannot always be joyful, isn't it?
Sa ei saa ju ikka alati nüüd ka rõõmus olla.
Can be so many problems in life.
Sest elus on ikka nii palju probleeme.
When you don't know what you will eat today.
Kui sa isegi täna ei tea, kus sa oma järgmise toidukorra saad.
When you worry about people in your family that are sick.
Kui sa muretsed oma haigete pereliikmete pärast.
When you look at your country and you are worried about all the developments in that country.
Kui sa vaatad oma riigi peale ja kõikidele arengutele, mis seal toimub.
How can you be always joyful?
Kuidas sa saad olla alati rõõmus?
Now let me be clear, Paul knows about problems in life.
Nüüd olgu selgituseks öeldud, et Paulus teadis väga hästi elu probleemidest.
Again, what I just said, he is in prison when he writes this.
Nagu ma juba ütlesin, ta oli vanglas selle ajal, kui ta selle kirja kirjutas.
And he has to fear for his life. It might be that he will die.
Ja ta seisis ka ühtpidi nagu surmaga silmid, siis reaalsus oli väga suur.
So when Paul says this, he doesn't just ignore all the problems of this world.
Nii, kui Paulus kirjutab seda kõike, ta ei ignoreeri kõiki maailma probleeme.
No, the thing is, he says,
aga ta ütleb,
the Lord is near.
Jumal on ligi.
You can say that's actually the center of everything. That is the hinge.
Ja nii võiks öelda, et see on nagu kõige keskpunkt või nagu ukse link.
Which everything is actually turning here.
See, mille ümber kõik pöörleb.
That positive attitude that we were talking about just now.
Ja see positiivne suhtumine, millest me just rääkisime.
Is not based on our feeling.
See ei tugine meie tunnetele.
Because yes, our feeling can go up and down.
Sest jah, meie tunded võivad käia üles ja alla.
But it's based on a fact.
Aga see tugineb tõsiasjale.
That the Lord is near.
Et Jumal on ligi.
That's fact, that knowledge, that conviction.
Ja see teadmine, see veendumus, see tõsiasi.
Is changing everything.
See muudab kõike.
And Paul actually says two things with that.
Ja Paulus muide ütleb siin kahte asja.
The Lord is near.
Issand on ligi.
It means in the first place you are never alone.
See tähendab esmalt seda, et sa ei ole kunagi üksinda.
And that's great, of
ja
course.
Ja see on võrratu, kas pole.
He's always with you.
Ta on alati koos sinuga.
Like the Lord said to Moses when he sent him to the Pharaoh and Moses said, no, I can't do that.
Nagu Jumal ütles Moosesele, läkitas ta Faarao juurde ja Mooses ütles, ma ei saa seda teha.
And the Lord says, I will go with you.
Ja Jumal ütles, mina tulen koos sinuga.
Because that's what I am. I'm the God who is with you.
Sest see on see, kes ma olen Jumal, kes on sinuga.
That's my name.
See on minu nimi. See on see, kes ma olen.
And we see it in the name of Jesus, Emmanuel,
ja me näeme God with us. Ka Jeesuse nimes, Immanuel, Jumal meiega.
And of course the Holy Spirit is given to us.
Ja muidugi ka püha vaim on antud meile.
So in so many ways, the Lord is always with you.
Nii et Jumal on nii paljudel eri viisidel meiega.
And I think that is already mind-blasting.
Ja ma usun, et see on juba nagu täiega siuke üle mõistuse äge lugu.
And changing everything.
Mis muudab kõike.
But the other thing that Paul says is also he is near, he is on his way, he is around the corner.
Aga teine asi, mida ma usun ka, mida Paulus ütleb siin, et issand on ligi, ehk ta on tulekul, ta on nii-öelda ümber nurga kohe-kohe jõudmas.
And I think that is also for me a very important thing.
Ja minu jaoks see on ka väga oluline sõnum.
That I know that with all the problems in this world.
Go ahead.
I do not have to solve everything.
Sest ma tean, et kõikide nende maailma probleemide keskel mina ei pea lahendama
I do not have to fix this world.
Mina ei pea seda maailma korda tegema.
But Jesus is on his way.
Aga Jeesus on teel, ta
bringing
ligi,
the kingdom of God.
Et tuua Jumala riiki.
And making everything new.
Ja teha kõik uueks.
And he's not far, he is near.
Ta ei ole kaugel, aga ta on ligi.
When we look at all the injustice in this world.
Kui me vaatame kõike seda ebaõiglust siin maailmas.
The disaster with climate.
Ja kõike kas või seda hävingut või nagu mis toimub kliima
We look at the war in Ukraine.
Kui me vaatame sõda Ukrainas.
The refugees.
Põgenike.
So many problems.
Nii palju probleeme.
And you feel sometimes so very small.
Ja vahel sa tunned end nagu nii väiksena selle keskel.
But Jesus is coming.
Aga Jeesus on tulemas.
And he is near.
Ja ta ligi.
And when he comes.
Ja kui tema tuleb.
Everything will be new.
Siis kõik saab olema uus.
There will be no tears, no death, no sickness.
Ei haigust ega häda.
We will be with God.
Vaid me saame olema Jumalaga.
So these two things.
Nii et need kaks asja.
I'm never alone in this world.
Ma ei ole kunagi üksi siin maailmas.
And Jesus will come.
Ja Jeesus tuleb.
To make everything new.
Et luua kõik uueks.
Changes everything.
See muudab kõik.
Now, what does that mean then in practice?
Nüüd, mida see praktikas tähendab?
Paul says actually two things.
Paulus ütleb kahte asja.
First of all, he said, don't be worried.
Ärge muretsege.
Because that is human, isn't it? That you are worried about all the problems.
See on väga inimlik lugu, kas pole me muretseme kõik võimaliku pärast.
But what should we do? What did you hear?
Aga mida me peaks tegema, mida me just kuulsime?
What should we do with our worries?
Mida me peaks oma muredega tegema?
Should we get overwhelmed by all our worries?
Kas me peaks mattuma oma murede alla? Mida me peame tegema?
What did we do? We did it just before the sermon.
Me just enne jutlust tegime muide seda ka, aga me lugesime siit ka, mida me peame tegema. Rõõmustama. Jah? We should rejoice. No?
Well, I mean, when it is difficult to rejoice, what should we do then? When all the worries of this world are coming down on us and we feel like,
Kui kõik need maailma mured tulevad meie üle ja me oleme hägised seal, mida me peame tegema? Rõõmustama ei olnud õige, vabandust. Pray to God.
Exactly.
Just tubli.
Do not be anxious, it says.
Siin on öeldud, ärge muretsege millegi pärast.
Do not be anxious about anything.
Ärge muretsege millegi pärast.
But in every situation,
vaid teie vajadused saagu
by
kõiges,
prayer and petition,
läbi palve ja anumise,
with thanksgiving,
koos tänu ütlemisega,
present your requests to God.
Saada teatavaks Jumalale.
So being joyful doesn't mean that we are just going to party and well, dance the whole time.
Nii et rõõmustamine ei tähenda ainult seda, et kogu aeg on üks lust ja lille pidu käib.
We shouldn't be grumpy, we shouldn't be negative.
Jah, me ei tohiks olla negatiivsed ja süksed mossis.
But when we know that God is near, then we can talk to him and we can bring all our problems to him.
Aga kui me teame, et Jumal on ligi, siis me saame rääkida temaga ja tuua kõik oma mure ja probleemid tema ette.
We can take it off our minds and give it to him.
Me saame võtta nagu oma mõtetesse südamest ja anda üle talle.
And it says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So then peace will be our part.
Ja siis on öeldud, ja Jumala rahu, mis on ülem kui kogu mõistmine, hoiab teie südamed ja mõtte Kristuses Jeesuses.
And when there's peace,
ja kui me kogeme rahu,
then you can be joyful again.
Siis sa saad jälle olla rõõmus.
So that's the first part.
Nii et see on esimene osa sellest.
So pray.
Palveta.
But the second part is equally
osa,
important.
Mis on ka väga tähtis.
And Paul stresses that when he says finally brothers and sisters.
Ja Paulus rõhutab seda, kui ta ütleb viimaks.
Whatever is true and he's mentioned a lot of things.
Viimaks vennad ja õed, kõik mis on see ja teine ja kolmas asi.
Do that. Put it in practice. All the good things that you have seen me doing.
Pange kõik see hea, mida te olete näinud mind tegemas, pange see praktikasse.
Again, this will give you joy.
Ja taaskord, see toob ka teile rõõmu.
This will give you peace.
See toob teile rahu.
And I think this text is so, I would say, so great.
Ja minu meest see tekst on nii võrratu.
Because indeed there are many problems in life.
Sest jah, elus on palju probleeme.
And you can really be overwhelmed by all the problems.
Ja vahel sa võid lausa mattuda nende probleemide alla.
And when you when you are a little bit more activistic, then you say, okay, I'm going to demonstrate against all these bad things.
Ja vahel muidugi, kui sa oled ülivaimulik, sa oled ooma võitlen ja seisan kõigi nende halbade asjade vastu.
But again, that gives so much frustration again.
Aga samas see tekitab ka lisapinget ja
koormaid.
Ja jälle niukest negatiivsust.
It doesn't change anything.
Sest see ei muuda mitte midagi.
But when we as children of God, as followers of Jesus Christ,
aga kui me Jumala lastena, Jeesuse järgijatena,
rejoice,
rõõmustame,
and be gentle,
ja oleme õrnad ja tasased,
then people will see, wow, these people have something we do not have.
Siis inimesed ka näevad, et wow, nendel inimestel on midagi, mida meil ei ole.
The Lord is really near to them.
Jumal on siis ka väga ligi.
And what a blessing that is.
Ja milline õnnistus see on.
For yourself.
Nii sulle endale.
But also for the world we are living in.
Aga ka maailmale, kelle keskel me elame.
For Estonia.
Eestimaa jaoks.
And I really pray for you.
Ja seetõttu mu palve teie suhtes on.
That you are these joyful, gentle people.
Et te võiks olla need rõõmsad, tasased, õrnad inimesed.
As Christians in this beautiful country.
Kristlastena siin imeilusal maal.
May the Lord bless you all.
Olge väga õnnistatud.
Amen.
Amen. Ja me palvetame, palun tõuske ja me palvetame veel ka koos.
So we are going to pray.
Me võtame aega nüüd palveks.
And I know that there is also ministry after this.
Ja meil on ka pärast altar avatud, teenistuse lõppedes te saate tulla istpalvele.
We have been talking about bringing your sorrows to the Lord.
Me oleme rääkinud sellest, kuidas tuua oma mured ja asjad Jumala ette.
So I invite you also to come to the ministry team.
Ja ma kutsun teid pärast tõesti siia ette ka palvele, kui teil on vajadusi.
And just know that the Lord is always near.
Ja lihtsalt tea, et Jumal on alati väga ligi.
Heavenly Father.
Armas taevane Isa.
How great you are.
Sa oled nii imeline.
We are so overwhelmed by your love.
Ja me oleme nii haaratud sinu armastusest.
Your love that is eternal for
armastusest, mis on igavene.
And the big knowledge, the big thing that changes everything is that you are not a far away God.
Ja Jumal, see teadmine, et sa ei ole kaugel olev Jumal, see muudab kõik.
But you are always near.
Sa oled alati meile ligi.
That's your name.
Ja sinu nimi.
I am with you.
Sinu nimi, mis ütleb, ma olen sinuga.
That's what you have shown us in Jesus Christ who has come to us.
Issand, sa oled ilmutanud seda läbi Jeesuse, kes tuli meie juurde.
With Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
And you have given us your Holy Spirit.
Ja sa oled annud meile ka oma püha vaimu.
To be with us.
Et olla meiega.
To strengthen us.
Et anda meile jõudu.
To give us this joy.
Ja kinkida meile rõõmu.
And Lord, we pray that you will help us to live out that joy.
Ja Issa, me palume, et sa aitaks meil elada välja seda rõõmu.
Every day, so that people will see that we are gentle,
et
kind, friendly people.
Näevad, et me oleme sõbralikud, lahked ja tasased.
And we pray that you will use that.
Ja Issa, me palume, et sa kasutaksid seda.
To expand your kingdom.
Laiendamaks oma kuningriiki.
To bring people into your kingdom.
Toomaks inimesi oma kuningriiki.
And Lord, I thank you for this church.
Ja Issa, ma tänan sind ka selle koguduse ees.
And I pray that you will bless this church.
Ma palun, et sa õnnistaks seda kogudust.
In Tallinn.
Siin Tallinna linnas.
To be your witnesses.
Et see võiks olla sinu tunnistaja kogudus.
And when I hear about all the programs that they have, then I'm amazed that you are working in them and through them.
Ja Jumal, tänu sulle tõesti, et sina töötad nende seise läbi erinevate asjade, mida nad teevad.
Continue to bless them.
Jätkuvalt issand õnnista neid.
Not to the glory of us people.
Mitte meie kui inimeste auks.
But to your glory alone.
Aga sinu nime auks, issand.
In Jesus' name.
Me palume seda Jeesuse nimel.
Amen.
Amen.